This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, we hear from Maria Wolt, Dairy Innovation Hub Program Manager, who updates us on what the Hub has been up to lately.
Cows are a big part of our focus, but the Hub really is doing work related to the whole dairy system. And that includes, you know, four areas that impact really everybody's lives. Enhancing human health and nutrition. So studying things like foodborne illness. How can we use dairy to fight common diseases? Ensuring animal health and welfare. It's not how to make more milk, because as dairy farmers, we're already really good at that. We know how to make a lot of milk. It's things like alternatives to antibiotics, different animal health techniques, reproduction, animal stress, consumer trust, things like that. Stewarding land and water resources is also really critical to the work that we're doing. So things like water quality and use, soil health, air quality, odor mitigation, alternative uses for manure, additional income streams, things like that. And then we are really focused on growing farm business and community. So things like agricultural startup companies, growing markets for specialty products, workforce development, supply chain, and so on. And, you know, some of these topics, they really go beyond kind of established dairy researchers at the three campuses. And for that reason, we are funding research generated by people who have never done anything in dairy before. They have unique talents in a certain space, and while maybe they haven't applied them to dairy in the past, they can be applied to dairy.
That's Maria Wolt, the Dairy Innovation Hub Program Manager, who tells us how the Dairy Innovation Hub came to be.
The concept, you know, it was first imagined during a very informal meeting at Mitch Breinig's farm, Mystic Valley Dairy in Sauk City. He's a household name in Wisconsin dairy. Mitch is a UW alumni and an advocate for dairy research. And, you know, he often opens up his farms for research trials and things like that. So kind of a informal gathering, you know what we need to do to fix dairy, that kind of thing. The initial vision was drafted out, and it just kind of kept going from there. You know, it really integrates dairy research, teaching, outreach, and society. And that's why this is so revolutionary and really just hasn't been done before. But after the initial concept was developed, dairy groups like PDPW and others had an opportunity to partner with UW system. Some legislation was introduced by some legislative champions like Howard Markline and Travis Tranel. And, you know, it played out fairly quickly throughout the legislative process. And that's kind of how we got funding initially in 2019. And so it's been included in one subsequent budget since then. And then as the legislature goes into budgeting now here in early 2023, we hope that it'll be included again. So that $7.8 million per year, when we say building research capacity, we mean equipment, cutting edge that help researchers do their jobs well. And in some cases, like for River Falls and Platteville, those are historically teaching universities. So they don't have the equipment, the lab spaces, things that you need to do research, because that has not historically been kind of their core competency. But I, you know, can't emphasize enough that research doesn't just happen. You got to have certain equipment to do the work. And also, I think campuses are collaborating as well, so that you're not having duplication at each campus of, you know, three things. You know, they can partner and use each other's stuff. But the work we're doing, we're looking for short-term wins. So the stuff that we're funding, it's being funded because we think it can make a difference in 1 to 2 years. For the most part, these are not 10 to 20 year ongoing studies. They're things that we think can represent easy wins for the industry, low-hanging fruit, things that are really, really important to farmers and processors and have short-term timelines. So that doesn't mean that a project is going to go from conception to, you know, widget on your farm in 2 years. But to understand that the stuff we're working on, the intention is that it benefits you as farmers, processors, and professionals.
Our thanks to Maria Wolt, Dairy Innovation Hub Program Manager. Comments from a recent PDPW Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. And our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.